The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lynn Jr. and Mark Davila.
It's Wednesday, everyone.
Bring out the sods. Let's go.
Hump day.
Oh, yeah. We're all... I hate when people say that. It's like, I mean, I'm not having sex just because it's Wednesday.
That's not what they mean.
Humping is Wednesday. I mean, humping
it's
doesn't
It's called
mean
a
sex.
Hump day because it's uphill until Wednesday. Then after that, it's downhill as far as the week goes.
Or what
if you work a regular Monday through Friday schedule?
What if it's something to do with a camel? Maybe you like having sex with camels, and you do that on Wednesdays.
Camels are not native to the United States, Mark.
They might. Neither are Mexicans, but they're still here.
We don't have a problem of camels swimming across the ocean and becoming illegal citizens of America.
You don't become an illegal citizen. You're not a citizen at all.
Illegal alien.
I'm an illegal citizen. Are you still a citizen?
We must stop these camels from coming across the ocean to us.
We really do, because camels are fucking gross.
Imagine you hit a camel with your car, you'd be fucked. Of course, you'd hit their legs. You could probably drive right through a camel.
Oh, my. Well.
Except that their huge body would smash your fucking roof.
It would smash the windshield and roll up over it, but I'd just keep going. But it'd be alive with just four broken, spindly legs.
Long neck will be curling in, like, chewing on your ear. Ah, you fucker.
My ear? What, am I riding a motorcycle?
It'll smash right through your wind. You know when animals are hurt, they get, like, super strength. And they, like, fuck you up.
I guess. I do not like the look of camels. They're just so disgusting.
I like watching them eat because they do that side jaw
chewing. They chew sideways.
I like looking at their toes.
It's mostly, that's sexy. I like rub my cock up against it. It's They do like mostly a grinding thing with their mouth. I don't mean like sexual.
You like grind.
I just grind up all on that camel. Oh, it feels good.
Look at that camel doing a booty dance.
Oh, you give me a... This camel gave me a lap dance. It was so hot.
She's clapping her booty. The booty clap.
Only black chicks do that? Do chicks do that in real life?
I don't know.
Maybe strippers, I guess. Because I only see that on, you know, like in pornography.
Or in rap videos.
Yeah, it's only black chicks do that.
Speaking of camels...
I bet you it's nothing to do with a camel. I bet.
True. Don't give away my jokes.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane
is a camel.
Has broken up with the Khaleesi.
I heard that they were together.
Not anymore. What's her name?
No idea.
Camille. I don't know. She's got some fucking name. She's got some.
She has a name.
Her name's not the Khaleesi. Interesting enough. And by the way, so much hotter than the show than real life.
Most chicks are. Well, for because one, on the show, she's like half naked most of the time.
Also, she has dark hair in real life.
Yeah.
And dress is not, you know, she's not like...
Yeah, you're dressed... You know, listen, on the show, you're fucking blonde, you're half naked or dressed all fucking hot, which is usually going to be half naked.
Doesn't own any... She owns zero dragons.
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, on the show, she's fucking awesome. That's the hottest chick ever. Real life, she's all right.
But anyway,
listen, Seth MacFarlane is a fucking catch. He wanted to be with her. Yeah, she's pretty hot. I'll fuck her for a while. I'm tired of this, so I'm going to go fuck somebody else.
He quietly dates a lot of starlets.
Yeah. Dude.
Even though he's probably gay, in my opinion.
He probably is gay, and so he travels from hot chick to hot chick just to hide the fact that he is gay. I'm sorry, dude. You and your fucking show tunes. Come on. But still, he's got
it must be nice to be so rich and famous.
He's got $1 trillion in the bank.
To, I was dating this hot, English starlet. Whatever.
Yeah, I fucked her enough. You know, I got a new one
she's
now.
She's busy filming overseas. It's too much.
Across the pond.
Why do that? There's tons of hot chicks in my backyard I can get.
Literally. I keep a pen
like
in my
ranch.
Backyard.
When he says he's got girls in the stable, he literally means he's got girls in the stable.
That's how much money he has. They just kind of hang out in this barn. I mean, you treat them nice. You don't have to actually feed them hay because they can't survive on that. Give them real food, but they hang out there when you want
to
do
it. You know what? If I was a billionaire, I would buy a hotel, but it would be filled with hot chicks that I'd fuck.
You could easily do that. And just, it's you know what? Associate
yourself. And as soon as they get sick of it, they're like, okay, see you later.
Well, associate yourself with some kind of modeling agency. And like, listen, you just put your models up at my hotel. and they understand, I'm going to come through every now and then, and, you know, if they're into it.
Now, do I have to give them, do I have to tell them, early in the day, by a certain time, I'm going to be over, or could I just knock on their door?
Let's do it
I'm a nice guy, so I think I'll give them, 6 hours to clean themselves up or whatever.
No, how about this? You have pictures of all of them, and when you decide, you know what? I want this one. You'll shoot her an email, and,
people don't answer emails.
Listen.
That's why you call the desk. There's a person who works at this hotel who dials into their room.
Fine. You call the concierge. He goes up personally, talks with them. Mr. Mike Klein
Jr. No, we have to have a cool name, the Colonel or something like that. Like some kind of nickname.
I'll think of one.
Apparently not.
General Pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile.
I didn't say you were. That's your title.
The General. That's what I'll be. The General. Not the guy with the insurance, but the General's going to be meeting with you tonight.
The Commandant. How about that?
What was that in from
Police Academy? Commandant Lassard.
What was it in Boardwalk Empire? The Commodore.
The Commodore. Yeah.
That's what I'll be. The Commodore.
Why are you stealing shit from that? At least steal something from Police Academy.
No.
Because that's further back.
So I'll call all right, I think I'm going to be with Jennifer, room, 6B.
Yeah, she'll go up, and he'll ask her, he'd like to visit you tonight, and if she's into it, that's where you'll go, and you'll
do that. Of course
they're
into it, because...
They like men with money.
Here's the thing.
They're models.
They're getting a free place to live, and I don't tell them specifically, you have to have sex with me to be there, but...
But they know.
Yeah, that there's on,
It's understood.
Mm-hmm.
Women understand the same thing.
They can turn me down a few times, but after two or three times, I'll be like, "All right, you gotta leave."
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I'm hanging out with a girl, it's I don't say you have to have sex with me, but it's understood. When I make my move, if you're not into it, we're probably not hanging out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
A good idea. When we get rich, we gotta do this.
Yeah, I'm gonna do lots of things.
Do you think after a while you wouldn't even bother? You'd be so sick of it. It's like, eh.
I hate fucking.
I think I'm gonna close down my. My hotel.
Close down my balls.
I call it a hotel.
I do like that. I like that name. They probably wouldn't.
Well, that's just a nickname.
Don't tell them you call
it
that.
Really, it doesn't have any name at all.
It's right above. In the movies, you see the huge hotel sign on the top.
It's got a vacancy, no vacancy, and it says HBO.
Yeah. You'll put hotel. We do have HBO, though. So, put that on there.
And Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch all your shows. You can watch Dexter and True Blood.
Oh, you know what? Let's have all the channels and a DVR, and you get to see what the previous occupants of DVR'd. What kind of show did this guy like to watch?
When there's no guys in my hotel.
Fine. I mean, this is...
Well, you're a sick fuck.
What, there's no such thing as male models? What if you want to spice things up?
You could.
Wouldn't that be interesting, though?
You could put together your own live porn.
Yeah. No, but wouldn't that be interesting? You just see what other people like to DVR... I'd be curious to see what kind of shows other people like. Maybe I'd like to watch it. Yeah, that dude liked the show.
In reality, my hotel, you would just look like an apartment building.
Yeah, okay.
You can't put a sign on there, my client's hotel.
Yeah. You got to advertise.
Send in your 8x10s.
Yeah, I need headshots.
And body shots. I'm not going to be fucking fooled.
Yeah, there are some girls that have awesome faces, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Tricksters.
Speaking of rich guys...
Us, yeah. Go ahead.
Jeff Foxworthy. I was watching...
that asshole probably has so much... That blue collar shit. Oh, my God.
I was flipping through channels, and I turned on The Race. It was called the Jeff Foxworthy's Grit Chips 500. No,
the
300.
Fuck is it?
Jeff Foxworthy's...
What's a grit chip?
I don't know, but he has enough money to pay to get a race. The race is always... Every time they're going to be the Best Buy 200 or the...
Yeah.
His fucking chips has enough money to pay for a race.
Okay,
NASCAR race.
Those assholes down south, they just love the blue-collar shit. They love
that
Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, they love him so much that anything he puts his asshole name on, they just buy. Imagine.
So apparently
people love us so much that we just have Whiz Kid napkins, Whiz Kid toothpicks, and they just fucking buy
that
shit up. So
grit chips are whatever the fuck grits are, which I'm not even sure.
Is it potato-related?
I think so, because that's what they are. And you can get... salt and butter, which is the original grits flavor, and then you can get jalapeno or the everyone's favorite, the Southern Heat barbecue.
A little spice, not too much. Mm-hmm. It's not overpowering. It's nice. It's just enough to add that little kick of flavor. It's good.
See, we used to goof on, like, remember when we first saw his beer batter? Like,
yeah.
Ah, Jeff Foxworthy beer batter, that guy.
I saw it at the supermarket one day. I took a picture of it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, what the fuck is this?
Not put his name on anything.
Like, who's buying that shit?
Apparently, he's fucking putting his name on shit's lucrative.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be great if you were that popular? Like, we get so popular that people just come to us like, hey, here's some products you can put your name on.
Here's $100,000. Now we're going to put your name on a couple of these things. Like, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you want to franchise out your Hortel? All right, sure.
Yeah, all across the country.
Yeah,
Hortels. The world, even. Be awesome.
That would be a good Hortel. The Hortel, like, guys can stay there, and then there's just, like, a lot of loose women live there, too. So that's why it's called the Hortel.
That's a whore. That turns into a whorehouse.
Oh. Well, you don't pay. You're just paying your room fee, which will be, you know.
Isn't that just a scam to have legalized prostitution?
Yes. Shh.
Okay.
It's going to cost you like $500 a night for a room.
But meanwhile, in that room, there's already an occupant, mm-hmm. which you get to share the room. And that occupant happens to be a hot chick, or in your case, a hot dude.
Who has a vagina that your penis can go in.
I mean, it is a working vagina, so yes, that is true.
So I'll have one Hortel for just me.
Some of them don't
like
work.
Like we spoke of earlier. And then I'll have other Hortels.
Franchise around mm-hmm. the world, yes. For the
but
other
of course, I don't know if I'll call it the Hortel. Maybe I will. Why not?
I like the name.
It's totally legal. They can't say anything about it.
Yeah. Wait.
Ooh, it ends up we double booked that room. Do you mind staying with a really hot chick who will definitely have sex with you? No, that's okay.
How are you paying these girls? That might be the legal problem right there. And what are you paying them for?
No, I don't pay them. They just get a free place to stay.
You're not going to get as hot of a chick. Because, I mean, free room and board is nice.
Listen, I can fuck around with the paperwork.
I mean, you're going to have to. You
can put them on the books, the well-paid maid. That's my well-paid maid.
Rhyme.
That's another name for an escort, a well-paid maid.
Things are going to be a little tricky, and, you know, the law is going to get involved. We have some work ahead of us. All right. HotshotWizKids.com. And if you have any ideas on his Hortel franchise, you could send us your suggestions at HotshotWizKids@gmail.com.
Also, if you send a suggestion and you live in the area, we'll give you a free pair of tickets if they're not gone already.
To what?
To our variety show.
Oh.
The Never O'Clock Variety Show coming up on April 19th.
Yeah, I hope that's good.
At the Alt Theater in Buffalo, New York.
Dude, I'll be front row center. I hope it's good.
This is our first test. We hope to be going on tour in 2017.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Yes, it's going to be good. HotshotWizKids.com.